The draft is done. Development camp is underway, has been underway for the Arizona Coyotes, and joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to talk hockey with us for a few minutes, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Coach Tock, how you doing, man?
It's good to talk some hockey. It's hot out here, man.
Yeah, exactly. So many things going on, too, not just the draft, but what do you think about, you know, Kovalchuk coming back? I mean, we're seeing some trades right now. Your former team, the Penguins, just made a deal with the Sabres. A lot busy time right now. Tavares is meeting with a bunch of teams, the Stars, the Lightning. This is a good time for the NHL.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a lot of movement. I think that the Giant Tavares is a headline. You know, who's going to get him? Kovalchuk coming back to the NHL from what 6 year hiatus. You know, and then there's some other free agents out there that they're still kind of waiting to see what happens to Tavares. And then obviously the draft, because, you know, that's where you kind of build your team. There's a lot of good young players out there. So, you know, a lot of teams, you know, after Capitals win the cup, everybody starts at zero again. Everybody has a shot at it. So I think that's why you see a lot of movement. Teams are trying to improve their team.
You know, the KHL, they only play like 60 games. It's not like the NHL. So in some ways, that's a lot less wear and tear on a player like Kovalchuk. I mean, it's, you know, same thing for Jágr. I mean, it is less games. You think that benefits the player coming back?
You know, this is a tough one for me because, you know, maybe for a year or two, I think Jágr was 2 years, but Kovalchuk's been 5-6 years. He's 35. I think he's in good shape. You know, he had a pretty good Olympics. I don't think he was dominant. So I don't know how he's going to do. But, you know, listen, he's a talented guy. He's got a hell of a shot. So obviously it's a great signing by LA Kings.
Tell me about the draft a little bit and what you liked, what you saw. I know you've got your camp going on. It's been underway for the last couple of days. Barrett Hayton, number 5 overall. The organization really focused on defensive players in the later part of the draft. What did you see that you liked out of the draft, Tock?
Well, listen, as a head coach, I don't really watch a ton of film. It's tough to see a lot of these players. You know, mostly touch on your team. So, you know, that's what I have our scouts for. But from what I was told in some of the video and obviously listening to some of the combines when they had talked to especially Barrett and some other guys, the first thing that jumped out to me was the character. You know, the character of them. We did research on these kids. Barrett, to me, former coaches and former teammates and stuff just said his leadership skills are off the chart. I don't want to use it comparisons because that's unfair to the kid, but I have Jonathan Toews and Patrice Bergeron. So those are the type of guys that he emulates. So, if he's anywhere near those guys, man, sign me up.
What do you tell these prospects? I know there's a great video of you right now on the Arizona Coyotes website. Well, you're kind of filling the prospects in on what it means to live the Coyotes way, on the ice, off the ice. What are some of the examples you use with these guys?
Well, for me, obviously, in our development camp here, like, it's really, really hard to make the NHL. And we made it clear to them. And we're here to help them. We have the resources to help them and the process. But they have to embrace the process. You know, for whatever they're doing, somebody's doing more. And that's the hard part. I think the kids that do make it are willing to do anything. I talk to some of the kids. You know, you don't have to talk to a lot of kids there because there's so many. And you try to stare everybody's way. But the one thing for me is if you're willing to put in the work, that's my whole thing. You're willing to learn. That's the first part of the process. You know, these guys are 18, 19 years old. I mean, who knows when they'll make the NHL. Maybe a guy will make it next year, maybe 4 years. But to me, all their dream is to make the NHL. Are they willing to do? What are they willing to do? And I think that's something that we started, especially last year with our team, is with these young guys, the way we practice, the way we're starting to eat now and learn about certain stuff. I can see an improvement on our team because they're starting to do this sort of stuff.
Robbie Russo, you guys, after the draft, made a trade for him with the Detroit Red Wings. Tell me a little bit about him and what he brings to the table, Tuck.
Yeah, you know, it's a depth guy he's looking to be a regular. I mean, these are the type of guys you look for. If you look at a guy like Kempe, who went from Chicago to Washington, you know, he was a seventh D in Chicago. He was a depth guy. He goes to Washington. He plays with John Carlson a lot of the games in the playoffs, and now he's got a new deal, you know, making $3 million plus. You know, there are players out there like that. Is it Russo? You know, I don't know. We're looking at certain other players in that category. You have to find those guys because obviously with the cap and stuff. So, you know, whether it's Russo or guys that we're talking to now, or whether it's, you know, guys that are unrestricted, you know, a part of our, you know, unrestricted list, maybe they're the guy too.
Talk, it's been reported now that Kevin Connaughton has agreed on a 2-year, $2.75 million contract to come back. I love defensemen that could get goals at even strength, because not just on the power play, but guys, because a lot of points could be had on the power play. But for a guy to get 11 goals even strength, I like that. He struggled early, about half the season, before he kind of, you know, I think maybe got out of the doghouse and started to figure out how to play in your system. Give me your thoughts, because I bet you would have asked you in the first month of the season if you thought Connaughton would be back, you probably would have said no. But you got a lot out of him in the second half of the season.
Yeah, fair statement by you. Like, if you look at the microcosm of our team, like the start, you know, for him the first 20, 30, you know, I think it's a lot of, with confidence. He didn't play a lot before. You know, he didn't dress many games in the last couple of years. So give him credit. You know, he didn't play a ton. But I remember having a really great conversation with him one time in St. Louis. He wasn't going to dress. He was upset. And I kind of gave him the birds and the bees. And I got to give him credit. After that talk, he was the first guy on the ice. He accepted the criticism. And he ends up with 11 goals from there on in. So, man, you got to give him a lot of credit. I mean, he really improved. His confidence soared, and hopefully we're banking on that he's going to continue to prove. And he's definitely a locker room guy. If you ask every player on a team about Kevin Connaughton, they all say, all the young guys, how his leadership is outstanding for the team. And that's the type of guys we want in our dressing room.
All right, tell me the truth. How many of those come to Jesus talks did you have with players last year? I mean, was it 5? Was it 10?
Can I set the over under?
I'm
going to set the over under. Over under on number of come to Jesus talks Rick Tocchet had with the Coyotes last year. I'm going to set the number at 8.5.
Okay, now 8.5. I was going to think about 10, but Tuck, he's still an intimidating guy. He still could probably kick all these kids' asses. Me and Tuck both are cut from the same cloth. We're both fighters. I'm going to go over 8.5 on the cup because I know you. You're not the most patient guy, and if something upsets you, you're going to have to come to Jesus moment with the player, and you're going to lay into him. I'm going over 8.5.
Well, hang on a second. What you define, like, come to Jesus is like it's all in.
You need to do what I'm telling you to do, or you're not going to make it in this league. If you don't listen to me,
man, that's a tough one.
You are not going to be in this league in 2 years if you don't start doing things the right way.
I'm saying under.
Oh, there's no way. You're a liar.
No, listen, I have great conversations and stuff, but I, you know, when you're going down that route, that's a, you know, you got to make sure 100%. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
no way.
I'm not lying. No. It's not above 8.5.
You're not seeing the differential here. He's not. That's why he wanted to know. I mean, there are lighter conversations that you can have with players, and there are the heavy. Hey, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, your days in this league are numbered. Conversations.
All right, so how many? 6? 7? There's no way.
I would say 6 or 7. Okay. You know what? They're healthy. They're healthy conversation. I love them in the sense that, you know, players want honesty. You know, they want to know where they stand. And I want them to know where they stand with me. Like, and if they have an issue and stuff, I want to hear it. I'm telling you, the communication with our team is outstanding. And with our coaching staff, you know, with our leadership group, our leadership group is getting better. You know, we try to clue them in on schedules and what we're trying to do this year. And I think they appreciate that stuff. So, yeah, communication's big with me.
Thanks, Doc, for playing along.
We should do a guess. Who is the next player to have that meeting with Todd?
No.
Baloney.
We're not going to have any this year. It's going to go all smooth.
They're used to you now. They know what's expected of them.
They're afraid of them.
Well, afraid of you, in some regards, is exactly the same thing. Talk good stuff as always. Thanks for playing along with us, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, take care.
Rick Tocchet, head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, here at Gester. I set a listen good over-under. Did I not set a good over-under? That was not bad, right?
Listen to me. If you don't listen to me right, you are going to be out of this league by tomorrow.